Jim, I guess the first question a lot of people will have is, okay, you're partnering with MLS&E on a new practice facility. Are you going to be bought by MLS&E?
That is the million-dollar question. Is there going to be an NFL team in Toronto? You know, we don't. I don't know any of that. All I know is that our organization partnered with MLS&E to get us a facility. We haven't had a practice facility really when I came in '96. Back when the old days, we built they built the thing out in Mississauga, the trailers and things, and then that lasted pretty much until it burned down in 2011 and. We've been kind of vagabond since then. So they had some, you know, they had some property, and it worked out. It worked out well. So we're just very fortunate to, you know, to be able to partner with them on this.
And Jim, what's it going to entail? Like a practice field and some buildings and locker rooms and things?
It'll be locker rooms and meeting rooms and coaches' offices and. And a real nice turf field, and it's a great setup for us. And obviously, having been in the situation we've been in for the last few years, this is a great move forward for us.
And it'll be right next to Toronto FC's training ground. So will there be shared? I admit I'm not familiar with Toronto FC's training ground. Are there shared training facilities in terms of medical facilities or things of that nature?
You know, I don't believe so. To be honest with you, I haven't even been over there. We're York University now until that thing's completed. So honestly, I haven't even been over to see it. I know that. They have a beautiful $25 million building there, and they do the, you know, things first class. So how much sharing there's going to be, I wouldn't venture to guess. I believe we're going to have our own area, and they'll have their area, and we'll stay out of their way. And I think that's pretty much how it'll go.
So there's no chance that you may hitch a ride with them to BMO Field or anything like that.
We can only dream about that one, but I have a hard enough time trying to get 44 guys on the field this weekend. I can't be thinking about that. So I haven't been involved in any of those discussions. And so in terms of what's going on with that, you'd have to talk to our owner or somebody in our front office who might know something about that.
Jim, what's the facility at York? Is it just not suitable to you, or are you going to be squeezed out next year by the Pan Ams? Or?
Well, no. What the situation is our office is on. I moved from the 8th floor at the Stong residence dormitory. They took a bed out and gave me a dorm room, and we're now down. All of our coaches are on the 5th floor of York University dorm. So they have students coming back, and so this has been a temporary. Set up. We did training camp there. The people at York have been fantastic. We've used their locker room and their field, but their team's coming back and they have to get ready for their season. So we'll be out of there as of should we come back from our break. Our game on August 12th, we'll be done at York. And when the new facility is ready, we'll be there. And until then, we'll figure it out.